Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back, baby! I'm back and we're back. I take it all back from Friday. I'm in.
All the way back.
Yep. Season saver. Franchise altering victory, maybe.
Franchise altering victory.
Steelers 27, Ravens 22.
I mean, I will say I should have known better than to pick against fate, against kismet, against any other name for predestination you want to give. Should have known that Mike Tomlin, at maybe the nadir of his approval ratings here, at the ultimate valley, would somehow manage to deliver a peak against a team equally in the soup as the Steelers coming in.
How about those frauds in Baltimore? How about my guy Lamar?
Man, have they ever...
Say less, okay, buddy. Play better.
Have they looked more pathetic than that in a very long time? I mean, we haven't seen them in a game this year when it was early and they were really bad.
And Alex Moore, if there's an award for best referee in the NFL, my friend, you should get it this season.
Yeah?
John Harbaugh, you are a disgrace. It's a good argument. Who's more overrated, Lamar Jackson or John Harbaugh? Man, I'd like to be down there in Baltimore doing 4 hours on that today.
Who would you pick?
I would pick Lamar, but Harbaugh is making headway on him, boy.
I'd probably take the other direction.
3-9 in his last 12 against the Steelers? How do you make the argument he's a better coach than Tomlin when he's 3-9 in the last 12? And he's losing these games at home. The reason, here is why I told you we took a brief, like, kind of exhale moment on Friday's show in the hysteria of saying that you and I were both rooting for the Ravens to win because we thought that that would be getting the wheels of change going. And by the way, 412-928-9370 to call in right now. We're live up on X and YouTube and 93.7 FM and all these places.
If you want to call in and do what many of the YouTube commenters seem to be doing, which is wanting to excoriate us for being back.
In your case,
being right back on the bandwagon that they've won a game. They're saying we're haters, Pony. They're saying we're haters and we're trolls.
I'm not.
And they don't want us back on the bandwagon after we wished for them to lose.
Well, too bad. They can't. They're not. This isn't the Polar Express. They're not Tom Hanks.
That's a creepy movie.
Okay, trying to let me get in or off, okay? Here's the deal. And I said that I was just about to bring this up before you bring up this apparently onslaught of people that are mad at me for being excited about a Steelers win. Okay, thanks a lot. I said to you, there was one very specific scenario in which I would be excited about them winning and it would suck me back in. If Aaron Rodgers went out and played a good game and we saw them do the things that have been absent and invisible in their offense for an entire month. Throw the ball downfield, use the middle of the field, unlock DK Metcalf. And from the very first play of the game, they did that. Now, the Ravens defense can't get a pass rush on Avonworth. Go Lopes, by the way. Nice Whitfield championship for them. I mean, their pass rush stinks. But still, Josh Allen is the only quarterback in the NFL this season who's thrown for more yards against the Ravens than Rodgers yesterday. He had no benefit of a run game. It's almost reminiscent of the Jets game in week one, except this wasn't against a team that's going to finish near the bottom of the NFL. This is against your arch rival on the road who was playing for a division title. This was, in essence, a quasi-playoff game. Winner, almost certainly in. Loser, probably out. That was what was on the line. And your 42-year-old quarterback with a broken hand coming off a terrible game where it looked like he got killed by Joey Bosa played his ass off right from the opening snap. And your quarterback outplayed their $50 million quarterback who's won two MVPs and who I hear all the time about how good he is. I mean, to me, that is a huge shift in how I feel about the Steelers moving forward. So I think they're going to host a playoff game in January. Now they need to go out and actually be competitive in it and win it. And I'm going to maintain an open mind about that, especially if Aaron Rodgers looks like the way he played yesterday, Chris.
I think you're just taking that cart and you are putting it so far ahead of the horse can't even see it. They've got four more games where they've got to make sure they handle their business. It was a very good win for them yesterday.
I don't think the Ravens are going to win another game. Look at their schedule.
They've got to handle their business.
And the Bengals lost too. Both of those things were massive.
Well, just on the Bengals front, I think the single biggest thing that happened in the AFC North race yesterday is that the team with the healthiest, best, most trustworthy player of any of the three still technically in it as of yesterday, that guy made a horrifying error.
Since he was up 10 with 8 minutes left and they lost.
Pick six. If Burr doesn't throw the pick six, if they don't lose that game and they win that game,
then you're right. All bets are off. They're in the mix. They're 4-9 now.
I still think the Steelers have to prove that they can handle their business. Obviously, they have an 80% chance. We got beat over the head with the numbers game yesterday.
Yes.
I think yesterday proved like one thing to be very true. Rodgers did play, for my money, maybe his best game since the season opener.
I think better than that because of what was on the line.
Yes, it was a better game. I'm saying like he hasn't played even close to that level since the season opener. It just showed for me how obvious one thing is they were deficient in for most of the year and how obviously game-changing it is. They got plays in chunks, man. They got five explosive plays in the passing game, 20 yards or more. They are not a good enough offense, no matter how good he could look in a given moment, to go up and down the field 10 plays at a time. So they're going to have to, and we've lived this life with worse quarterbacks than Rodgers for years now.
Yeah.
They have to hit the shot plays when they take them.
And you said one of the reasons why you were so adamant in saying, look, I want them to lose. I want them to lose out. I want this to be the catalyst of something different, better draft pick, maybe a new coach, etc. You thought if the Steelers won, it was going to be this slog, ugly, rock fight, kick field goals, punt game, field position game, just disgusting, like 1950s throwback game.
What's that gif people always post where the guy tries to throw a two-handed pass over the line and it gets batted down?
It wasn't. He almost threw for 300 yards.
Can I give you the yeah but yet, or are you still fired up and you don't want to get mad at me just
yet?
Well,
you can do a yeah but, and I'll let our listeners, too, at 412-928-9370. They do have, I won't say endless possibilities, but they do have a much higher ceiling, and there is potential if Aaron Rodgers can turn back the clock like that, get the Steelers to use all parts of the field, including down the field and over the middle, the first throw of the second half. They've been so bad out of the half. Is a long pass over the middle to Metcalf that sets up a score.
It was a little vintage Rodgers improvisation.
Yes, that too.
That's the thing. That play was probably that play was probably designed.
He scores a touchdown. He does the discount double check.
That play was probably not designed to be over the middle. He turned it into a bit of a scramble play. He, by the way, has to be the one who's willing to continue throwing the ball to those places.
Correct.
I don't think it's just like they weren't running it. I've watched enough people and listened to enough people who just do tape for a living. That's all they do. And they've said, hey, the quarterback's got to be the one who actually wants to throw the ball there.
I agree.
So I'm going to say a couple things. It was his best game since the opener. It was, in balance, I think, his best game as a Pittsburgh Steeler. He is the reason they won the game. They obviously knew they needed to get Metcalf more involved. And to Metcalf's credit, a guy who has had a lot of drops, he made a lot of huge, like, legitimate big-time plays. Like, he played like an alpha dog getting top three
money.
Played
like an elite receiver.
Played like a top five guy at the position, which he has very rarely done this year. I do have to throw in a couple caveats, though, because you mentioned that I said I wanted to see the start of change, and I just did not see a path for this team to do any of the things we all are kind of holding as a bare minimum, which is basically win a playoff game. All that stuff about Rodgers is true. And yet, and I think a huge story in this game is that while Jackson was spry enough to run for a touchdown, did you watch that play a couple times? He looked like he was actually like gingerly stopping after he got into the end zone. He did not look like he was gliding around.
That was
out
his
there.
First rushing touchdown since week one.
Which says
an incredible stat.
Which says a lot about how banged up he was and bad he was when he was on the field in between week one and now. Week one was like real Lamar. I thought they got like 85% physical Lamar.
I don't think the injury is an excuse for him yesterday.
It's not an excuse. I'm merely pointing out that some of the times where I think he would have been even more dangerous, he wasn't as dangerous. And where the injury probably really hurts him is it makes him a much worse passer. But they get full marks. They still had to make the plays. Pierre has to go up and make a little one-handed interception. They did a lot of things well. And yet, they were down to Lamar having a possible shot at admittedly a low percentage play, but having a shot at a hero touchdown to win the game. And they are Mark Andrews' newly extended contract doofus ass away from possibly losing that game. How many times have you watched the Mark Andrews intercepts or deflects a ball meant for DeAndre Hopkins?
I saw
Hopkins?
Baldy post it, and I was intrigued by it because Tony Romo making $20 million
didn't even
notice. Point it out. Yeah.
Yes, and Hop, I think that you can pretty much guess that if the ball doesn't get hit there, it probably gets to Hopkins in time before Joey Porter does.
But I think they
did a bunch of things well
against
a wounded team, and they barely hung on.
I know, but I still think if they get the ball back after that touchdown, Rodgers can lead them downfield for a Boswell field goal.
What makes you think that was going to happen? They hadn't had a yard in the fourth quarter.
Well, because
at that
their offense in the fourth quarter, Tomlin said how aggressive they were. The offense in the fourth quarter was don't screw it up and lose the game. Two handoffs, and then we'll think about throwing on third down.
So you think if they had just flipped the switch back to, crap, we got to win this game,
yeah,
it would have worked?
Yes, just like he did against the Jets at the beginning of the year.
I think the other thing that's a story in this game that I cannot necessarily just ignore is we just opened the show making fun of him. Harbaugh, despite all the other things that happened in this game, if that guy just says, you know what, I'm just going to keep running Derrick Henry at you, my quarterback's not himself, I don't know if the Steelers hold up.
I agree, but that also, you got to realize, that point about both Harbaugh and Jackson not being right or not being as good as advertised, which I think is more true, all of those things, that is baked into what happens over the next month. They are not that good of a football team. We heard up and down from people, this is the greatest Ravens roster of all time. The Steelers can't compete with the Ravens. Not only can they compete, they are better than them. And we know the Steelers are a very flawed team. And yet they are less flawed and less poorly coached than them. So now the Steelers have beaten them head-to-head on the road. They have a one-game advantage in the division. The Ravens have a more difficult schedule. I don't trust them for a second to catch the Steelers. Why would I?
I will say this. If the Ravens go into Cincy and lose, and the Bengals don't really have anything to play for other than pride, but if they lose and go to 6-8,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, you floated this idea to me on and off the air. We did the sports showdown together last night. It was a lovely PM team sports showdown. They'll probably shut them down. At that point, you're 6-8. Are you really going to beat the Patriots, the Packers on the road, and then the Steelers again to possibly get into the postseason? I think this week is very determinative as far as what Baltimore does strategically.
But even if they didn't, Chris, like this fear factor, if it even exists for some Steelers fans, oh here comes Lamar. Why would we feel that way?
I didn't feel that way watching the game yesterday. It was a significant development, but I think he's not fully healthy. I think
Rodgers is playing with one hand. Rodgers and he's 42.
Oh, come on.
Wait, you know that
you're making a false equivalence.
No, I'm not.
Lamar is like 80% of the runner he usually is, and that 20% is a big difference. Rodgers is basically an old man out there. He can still play without his left hand. Lamar is a fundamentally different football player when he cannot run the way he is accustomed to running.
Well, what's that say about him as a quarterback then, Chris?
I don't know. It says the same thing it would say about Josh Allen. If he can't take off and run, he is a way lesser player than he would otherwise be.
I agree.
If Patrick Mahomes had the mobility of Tom Brady, he probably wouldn't be very good.
No, I still think he'd be pretty good. I do.
I'm just pointing out that, like, my main thesis here, I guess I want to stress, is a lot of things were working against the Ravens, and Rodgers played well yesterday. Really well, and they barely hung on.
What does Lamar Jackson's lower body injury have to do with Derrick Henry is by himself slipping out of the backfield, and if he doesn't throw it at the guy's shoelaces,
no, he made a bunch of bad plays.
It's probably a touchdown.
He played a bad game.
But we say this about Lamar in big games, whether he's healthy or not. That's the thing that I come in here sometimes with people, and I just don't get. When are people all going to realize against the Steelers he's usually bad? Against the Chiefs he's usually bad? In the playoffs he's usually bad?
Two out of his last three games against the Steelers he's either been good or elite.
Okay, but overall he's still got a losing record against them with 9 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and 8 fumbles. That ain't good. His passer rating 72
question,
against them.
Is today about how bad Lamar was and how validated you feel, or what this does for the Steelers
it's
and
both.
How we feel about them?
No, it's not about me being validated. It's about the fact that the Ravens are not that good of a football team. Absolutely is part of the story for the Steelers, because now the path to winning the division is there for them with this win, and the Ravens do not look like a team that can catch them. So we're probably
how does that
gonna
make the Steelers better if and when they do win the division for a possible playoff run,
because
though?
The game's here.
No.
Is a big difference.
So wait, you'd feel good about Buffalo coming back
I wouldn't say I'd feel good about that. What do I feel better about? Playing a team here, playing it in Buffalo, or in Kansas City, or in Baltimore?
Assuming the Steelers get into the playoffs, they will be the worst team in the field in the AFC and probably the whole NFL.
I don't know about that.
Home game or not, they will be the worst team
in the
field.
You think they're worse than Tampa right now? They just lost to the Saints at home.
I'm not sure Tampa's getting in.
Okay, you think they're worse than Carolina then?
Carolina's frisky.
Frisky?
Carolina is frisky.
They've got a quarterback who some games throws for 72 yards.
And who also threw for like 440 yards not long ago in a game.
So you'd rather have Bryce Young than Aaron Rodgers?
Would you say Carolina's best win of the year is better than the Steelers?
Well, answer the question first.
I would rather have Bryce Young.
Oh, my God.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.